Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me as we continue on in a message I've entitled Led Into All Truth. And as I've shared earlier this week, one of my favorite subjects, the Holy Spirit. And so let me ask a question. If we are to be led in all truth, how do we acquire truth? Remember, I'm thinking back to when Pilate asked the Lord before he was crucified, he said, "What is truth?" Jesus said, "I came to bear witness to the truth." That's what he did in his earthly ministry. And now the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who is the Spirit of truth, is leading us into all truth. And so we acquire truth, or I'm speaking now as believers, through the personal ministry of the Holy Spirit. In our personal lives, through prayer, through reading the Word, applying the Word. And as I shared yesterday, 1 Corinthians 11:31, if we judge ourselves, we won't be judged. The Holy Spirit also will draw us to God. His purpose is to reveal Jesus. Jesus himself said, when the Comforter is come, he's going to teach you all things and bring everything to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And then there's another powerful passage in Ezekiel 36:27. This was, of course, spoken by the prophet Ezekiel under the old covenant. But the Lord is saying, speaking to future generations, "I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them." Another New Testament scripture, it is God working in us both the will and to do of his good pleasure. So we acquire truth through the personal ministry of the Holy Spirit in our own lives. He writes God's laws on our hearts. As the psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." He does it through the personal agency of the Holy Spirit. That's how God brings us to truth. And he also does it, can you imagine what it might be? Well, through the ministry of others, especially those in spiritual authority over us. And like, for example, through the gifts of the Spirit, through teaching. Although he loves to minister to us, and we should seek that kind of ministry and fellowship through fellow believers. Iron sharpens iron. And there's such richness and beauty and importance and edification in believers spending time together, to be together, because of that work the Holy Spirit can do in our lives so that we can gain new glimpses of truth. It might just be the most casual conversation, and you get on a topic and it's like, "Oh, wow, I never thought of it that way." So whether it's in just fellowship with your friends, other believers, or through the ministry of those in leadership over you, like a pastor, for example, then we have to be open to receiving truth. Now, I'm going to start meddling a little bit. One of the things, if this ministry has always been a prophetic ministry, and those of you who are prophetic or perhaps in a leadership role in terms of the Ascension Gifts Ministries, I'm sure you've had people come to you to have a word from the Lord for me. And beloved, if I can be so bold and take liberty, may I say, please don't do that. Don't go to a leader and request that. Why? Because we have to understand from 1 Corinthians 12:11, Holy Spirit operates through the gifts of the Spirit as He wills. When you say that to a person who's prophetically gifted, that puts soulish pressure upon them. And beloved, you don't want them to give you a word unless it's the Holy Spirit. And so that is, you know, that's, it's very, it's a childish way of, it's like, mommy, would you give me this? And we have to understand, and that's why the purpose I'm spending time this week, for you to understand the role of the Holy Spirit in your life and how He moves under this new covenant, the guidelines, the metron of authority that He has chosen by divine will to work in. Now, a prophet in the New Testament does not have the same status, if you will, as an Old Testament prophet. Now, there are those who hold the office of prophet who certainly can speak to national situations and nations and end times. I'm not talking about that, that office, but the actual, I'm talking more about the gift of prophecy. God has not said prophets in the church to guide born again believers. Now, Why not, Sister Glass, you might say? Well, under the old covenant, the people did not have the Spirit of God on them or in them. The Holy Spirit came upon the priest, the king, or the prophet for periods of time as he chose. There were some, like, say, John the Baptist. Of course, he was really at the right of the juncture. He was really the first New Testament prophet, if you will. The Holy Spirit would come on the priest or the king. And, for example, I'm thinking of Saul, that even though he was hardly installed even as king at that point, there's references where the Spirit came upon him and a byword came to be in Israel as Saul among the prophets. Why? Because the Holy Spirit came upon him and he prophesied. And under the covenant that we are now in, the New Testament, why did I make that statement? Because the Holy Spirit lives in us. That's the difference. That great veil of the temple was torn in twain at Jesus' death. Why? To indicate that now every believer can come boldly before the throne of grace. It wasn't just the high priest once a year on the Day of Atonement. No, we were now allowed as believers to come before the very throne of God. That barrier was broken, and now the Holy Spirit dwells within us. If he doesn't, the New Testament doesn't say that as many as are led by the prophets are the sons of God, but it does say that as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. All believers have the privilege and responsibility to seek the Lord through prayer, through His Word, to seek the guidance they need and to answer whatever questions they have or to help them make important decisions. I'm thinking back now of some personal examples. I remember Brother Glass, some of you listening, if you've been around a while and are coming into your golden years, you may well remember Brother Glass. And he was an anointed man of God. He was a prophet. And he would try to bring everyone into the Spirit of God when he would minister. And sometimes he would say, "You came here just to get a word from the Lord." And he said, "You're not going to get it." Because he could tell that's what people wanted. There was a great deal of personal prophetic ministry in our services. And he said, "If that's the reason you came, that's not right. You need to hear the Word of God." And yet there were other times he would be preaching and he would stop. And he'd close his Bible, and he says, "The Holy Spirit wants to minister." And he would start ministering through the gifts to the congregation. So we have to understand that the Spirit of God is subject to the prophets, but we are, as believers, we're to be led by God. I'll have to share a personal instance in my own life. I was going through a very difficult time, and God was just beginning to speak to me. I was earnestly seeking direction. I was really desperate. And even though God had, you know, He had blessed me to have some spiritual understanding, at that particular point in time, I was really in the dark. I needed some revelation. And so what did I do? Well, I decided, and this is, of course, we were having regular services in the San Francisco Bay Area. I went to a fellowship, drove quite a distance because I really needed to hear a word of God. And so I went, and sure enough, I got a personal word of prophecy. But it was really, it really let the air out of my balloon, because basically the gist of the prophecy was that I would prophesy. Well, that was not what I was hoping for. That's, I had already been doing that, moving quite fluently in the gift of prophecy. And as I was going home, I'm not sure, but I think I heard the Holy Spirit chuckle. And he said, told you. What am I saying? What was my point in sharing that? Because the Holy Spirit wants us to depend on him for our guidance. Not that we shouldn't appreciate and love prophetic, personal prophetic words. The prophecy, personal prophecies give us for edification, comfort, an exhortation. However, that we are not to be led by prophecy. If you get a prophetic word in terms of direction, it should only be a confirmation of what's already in your spirit. Beware of those who say, oh, the Lord is calling you to Africa, my child. Not unless you have that witness, you better not go there. So I've shared these somewhat amusing examples because that's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. He wants you dependent upon him. Yes, he will confirm, and sometimes it'll be, and he's done that many times in our lives. Years ago, we'd be at our minister's conference, and a beautiful prophetic word would come through for us personally, myself or Brother Glass. And so know that prophecy is alive and well. God wants to move that way, but his primary purpose is to allow you to wait upon him and the word of God. As like going back to my own personal example, he started speaking out of the word, and I said, Lord, that doesn't make sense. I couldn't apply it. I opened up a huge Bible I have, and it opened up to the same passage. Now, I'm not encouraging you to do that, to get words from the Lord, but it was extraordinary. It was the very same word. And so I began, that's why he was chuckling. It's like, listen to what I'm telling you out of the word, out of what I'm speaking to your heart. And you know what? He doesn't lie. He's the Spirit of truth. So I encourage you to seek the Lord and to trust him to guide you into all truth. Well, now, having said that, I must bring this broadcast to a close. And with the Lord's help, perhaps we will be able to conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.